Welcome to GamerCast, episode 90.
Yeah, and this is GamerCast.
And that's Paul. Welcome. It's Sunday, the 30th. And Paul tried to con me into saying episode 30 at the beginning of the show, but it didn't work, because I'm too clever for that. Soon we'll be...
I should have put 91 or 89. That might have had a better chance of working.
Yeah. So, all quiet on the front. Everybody's getting a little bit... waiting for new games to come out, but they are soon to arrive.
Wait, can you? I'm still playing Halo 3, and you've not even started playing it yet.
I know. It is sat in this box. I unwrapped it. I read the manual. I listened to the nice creaking noise as I opened the manual, and each page opened freshly.
Yeah, Chris opened my flipping manual up and started reading it. I hadn't even touched it, and I wanted the creaking noises.
Should have slapped him.
Well, I took it off him and had a go at him. Don't you read my manual?
You're banned from Halo. I was really annoyed because I was sat there. You know when we went down, we got ours midnight. You came and went and played on it. I went home, got my shopping knife, which is big epic flick knife that I use for cutting all the sellotape off when I go shopping and buy goods. And I'm like opening it up, I was like, ooh, this is nice. And then you slide it out of the sleeve, because we got the legendary editions. I slide it out of the sleeve. And I'm like, ooh, and it's got, you could actually rip this open and use it as a poster because it's got a pattern inside it, which I thought was very cool. And it's got the other box. So, go to open that, open it up. Ah, there's the tube disc box. I take that up, put it to the side. And take the packaging apart. And I pull out the Master Chief helmet. Take it off, sit there for a while, stare into the visor. He stares at me, I stare back, he stares at me. And then I put it on the slot, and as I go to put it on the slot, I'm like, ooh, you can put all three games in there. So I grabbed the discs and I measured it up. Yep, you can fit Halo 1, 2, and 3 in there, which I thought was very cool. A bit sad, but I like it, nonetheless. I'm still a bit confused by the fact that they do give you an official Halo 3 dust cover for your helmet. I suppose if you're going away for long times and you don't want to keep coming back and dusting your Master Chief helmet, then you can like cover it up. But anyway, that was cool. So I put it aside. Knife. Start opening up the box, and I'm quite happy that, fair enough, we've got Legendary, but we get like the black edition of the box, where the noobs get the green one, and then the people in the middle get the tin. And I was quite happy that it doesn't have that stupid tin like the Americans had with the disc that falls off, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Opened it up, got the creaky manual syndrome, and I was like, ooh. Went flicking through there, got a bit excited because I thought I got a month's free subscription, but oh no, it's Virgin... broadband while playing Halo 3, yep, so I'll put that back in, yep, bugger that. Had a look at the disc, no scratches, good. Went to the other one, opened it up, and I was like, ooh, two discs, and people with the limited edition, we get one disc, ooh. Let's start watching. Be ready, though, to skip past all the spoilers. Put it into the CD-ROM, will not play.
Oh, it's an Xbox disc.
So I go take it over to the DVD player, and it will play it. And it only plays one track, a track that tells you that this has been coded to play in an Xbox 360 only DVD formatting encoder. Please put it into an Xbox 360. And I'm sat there thinking, I don't own an Xbox 360. Damn it! So I put it all away, back in the box, and I haven't got it out since.
Yeah, I thought that was quite annoying that one of the discs wasn't just a DVD. So I took it up here to put on the computer and it didn't work.
Yeah, neither of them are. Which is annoying because
I came up here to watch it.
Halo.
After I completed it all.
Halo 2 isn't, because I copied all the files off and I've got them sat on my computer so I can watch the making of Halo 2 on my computer. So.
That was completely unrelated to the news. That was just Adam blabbering on about his Halo 3 experience.
Legendary.
Because I don't have an Xbox 360, but I still buy Halo Legendary Edition. It's because my name is Adam and I like Halo.
So, I was happy. No scratches, no damage. Very cool. I liked it. Legendary. Well, I mean, all the way.
Why should you get a scratch in a new game?
I'm just happy it wasn't. It was good. It was all good. I'm liking it. I might go get out of the box when I get back home. Put the helmet on the side.
2 days, mate. 2 days and you can be playing it.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, yeah. Jiggity, jiggity. So, did we have any letters?
No.
Yes. As you can tell from...
No, I said no, not yes.
From Paul's tone of voice, he's not happy with you people. We need letters. I know everybody's quiet and a few people can't actually listen to the show because they're at home playing Halo.
Hang on. You can play the GamerCast episode while you are playing Halo.
Exactly.
There is no excuse.
Exactly. Listen to this man. He knows what he's talking about. Multitask, people. Multitask.
You know, put it on your portable music device. Put it on your Xbox.
Yeah, plug it into
listen
your Xbox.
Listen to the episode.
While you're blowing stuff
we
up.
Need to increase our listenership by 100-fold or else we've got a business.
Oh, yeah. So, what's first on the agenda?
As you can clearly see on the show notes, which are right in front of you, Activision has Bizarre Creations in their grasp.
Yeah, the creators of the... What do you call it? Acclaimed? No, it's a strong word. Very good game, Project Gotham Racing, have been bought out by Activision. What's Activision known for? They did Spider-Man and...
Activision don't do anything. Activision are just a publisher.
But they publish Spider-Man. I remember publishing Tony Hawk's and stuff like that.
Yeah, they publish Doom and Quake and
yeah.
All that lot.
Activision. It just reminds me of, like, Robot Wars. Activate. I'm a geek and I got a big tank. I can't believe they made a video game for it. It's for all these people that can't actually build their own.
But well, I can't build my own robot. If I built my own robot, it'd be made out of like Lego, controlled by my phone, using like the Microsoft Robotics Studio.
I really want that.
But that wouldn't be a robot capable of killing other robots because it's made out of Lego.
Unless it was magic Lego and you hit it, it fell apart, and then you went back together again.
Yeah. Oh gee, look, they've cut all the wires and my phone's in bits all over the place. Let's put it all back together. So yeah, this probably won't have any effect on what Bizarre do, because Microsoft owned Project Gotham Racing. So yeah, Bizarre will just continue to make that.
Yeah,
and it'll be on Microsoft stuff.
As well as 12th of October.
12th of October what?
Project Gotham Racing 4 will be out.
Oh, whoopee doodah.
You're not going to go out and buy it?
I'm still playing Forza.
Yeah, you've been put off just because you got Forza in
you. You released it too soon. You balls.
Yeah, I got to go
you
back to Forza.
You should have released it later.
I got to go back to Forza and start playing.
Yeah, man, you have to make yourself a new car. An elite car for your Xbox 360 elite.
Yep, damn right.
Are you going to get an HD DVD drive? Since you've got HDMI, so you better watch it in 1080p.
Yeah.
Or I can only watch it in 1080i.
Because I've got a... Sarah's got a TV that's...
Yeah, your screen is 1080p, yeah?
Yeah, and it's got two HDMI ports.
Mine's got three. I don't have any HDMI things to plug into it.
Oh, we're just waiting for you to say that.
But when I do, I can plug it in. But yeah, I don't want to use the VGA cable to do 1080p, because it's crap. I'm going to lodge an official complaint. You have to buy me a new Xbox with an HDMI port. Ooh! The rumour is that the Halo Edition Xboxes are 65 nanometer quartz. They've started showing up in the Halo ones.
Oh.
I just bought a Halo 1 the other day.
A Halo Xbox 360? You're kidding me.
No.
You are.
No, I've bought one.
Well, where is it?
It's not mine.
Oh, you
bought it for someone else.
So what is it? Is it those ones are just cores or they're...
They're premiums, essentially. But premiums with HDMI. And a plain charge kit inside the box. And well, apparently, so people are saying on the interwebs, 65 nanometer cores in them.
Right.
So yeah, your Xbox 360 Elite ain't so elite. Although it's probably got a 65 nanometer anyway. Because they're bound to be showing up. But what I really need to do is go down work, open up a goddamn 360, and check it out so I actually know what's going on.
Yeah. Get a screwdriver and rip the thing apart.
Well, you don't need to do that. Shine a light in the back and you can tell by the shape of the heatsink inside. Apparently. So the interweb monkeys are saying.
The interweb monkeys.
So yeah, also in news, the orange box, which is Half-Life 2 Episode 2, Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Portal, and Team Fortress 2, which is the greatest multiplayer game of the year, has gone into productions. Or production, even, singular. Oh, Wiz says, Elites don't have 65 nanometers? I think that's a sort of a generic statement. They don't have it. Which, if Microsoft have run out of the 90 nanometer chips, they will have the 65s. So, yeah.
I'm not that fussed. Mine's black.
I'm on a black one. Skanky white colour. Looks skanky. So yeah, orange box production for release whenever it is.
It will be... It's a bit after the 12th.
A bit after the 12th? What, it's like halfway through the 13th or what?
Go on to play, it's on there. The
I'm not place. Going on to play.
All
play
game.
Suck. I'm going on to Steam.
Go on then, go on Steam.
Steam is even fucked. There it goes.
Steam. My friend's Elite got 3-rod. What?
3-rod is a new type of processor. God, Mike has added me on Steam. Mike from work. He's called DVD Mike. I said to him that name is so out of date.
Is that the deputy manager?
Yeah. 3 rings of death. Wow, the Elite's got 3 rings on it. Cool.
3 rings of death.
Serves him right for not treating it right. Deputy is the fat one with glasses.
Booyah.
Oh, he plays as an engineer. He so copies me.
Because you build stuff, it just gets exciting. Like, everybody liked having...
Hang on, this is my flipping stats. Let's look at the right person. I don't know if you saw him or not. How do I look at his goddamn thing?
Don't know.
Click on that. Oh, he's not even played Team Fortress.
Oh, he's crap.
Yeah, he sucks.
Robot Ninja Pirates. Robot Ninja Pirates, Robot Ninja Pirates.
Yeah, also in the news, another sort of Halo 3 related topic is the US Air Force have been trying to recruit people into the Air Force by hanging around on the Halo 3 launch. So this is absolutely really pathetic. I'll just read a bit of the GameStop or Spot or whatever it is article. With the Halo 3 launch hype in full swing yesterday, the New Hampshire Union leader reported on efforts of the local group of Air Force recruiters to capitalize on the occasion. The Air Force, blah 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 blah. With the winner to blah blah blah, however, because the tournament was postponed, blah blah blah. What the hell's all this about? The recruiters set up a party area in a nearby strip mall parking lot, where the union leader reported that they could scarf down pizza, choke down Mad and Newton, play Halo 2 on a Play Halo 2
Mountain Dew.
Oh man, they could play Halo 2 on a TV from the back of a pimped out military SUV. According to the article, a 13-year-old gamer and 3 of his fellow 8th grade classmates were there playing the game, which they've been anticipating since Halo 2 came out in 2004, when they would have been 10. So yeah, I don't know if that's a typo or what, where they say they could play Halo 2.
Yeah, probably a typo. Maybe they didn't have a copy of Halo.
Oh man. We expect a big showing, recruiter Staff Sergeant Christopher Johnson was quoted as saying. we have the same demographic as they do. Our target market is identical to that of video game stores. What, 13-year-olds?
You like shooting people?
Yeah, that's the last thing.
Get them while they're young.
Not just shooting people in the goddamn Air Force. This approach has proven successful in the past. Johnson told the paper that a similar bounty from last month's release of Madden NFL 08.
He's Sergeant Johnson.
No, he isn't. He's Staff Sergeant. He's a sucky sergeant. I mean, that is so pathetic. You know, not only does the Goon Squad try and recruit people to that army of death,
the army of darkness,
but they try and use a game which is completely opposite of what war is about. Halo 3 is a story of humanity coming together to fight a greater nemesis. And all the US military is interested in doing is killing other human beings.
Yeah, this is about aliens that have been conned into the biggest con in the world.
Well, they haven't been conned into it. It's a religion.
Yes.
So yeah, it's you know, it's just religion, man.
Actually, no, there is. Halo 3 is a symbolism of what all people will have to join together.
I mean, United Nations Space Command.
Yeah, to fight against a religion which has conned people into believing that they are going
that to... That the magic rings will propel them on the path to salvation.
Well, it will, because they're naughty and it's going to kill them, but unfortunately it'll take...
Unfortunately, they misinterpreted a few things, like the instructions.
Yeah, see, kids, this is what happens when you play with your dad's VCR, DVD player and MP3 player when you don't read the manual. You may destroy the freaking universe.
Well, no. Free radii of the galactic center. Professor Einstein. Oh man, that's it. I have to watch a Halo video. Let's just watch one of the cutscenes. Let's
Smith
watch my...
Halo 3 sucks.
No,
single player is lame.
Smith sucks. Tell him to frack off. Right. Which is a really good one. The one with Grave Mind. Yeah, that cutscene rocks. That must be an inside job. Ooh, let's skip it. Yeah, here we go.
Greetings! RF-2401 had its intention.
He rules.
I'm Installation 05.
I am the Prophet of Regret, Council of Most High, Hierarch of the Covenant.
A reclaimer? Here? We have much to do. This facility must be activated if we are to control this outbreak.
Stay where you are. Nothing can be done until my sermon is complete.
Not true. This installation has a successful utilization rate of 1.2 trillion simulated in one actual. It is ready to fire on demand.
Woo, yeah.
The Arbiter.
That wasn't the Arbiter, that was the dude, the monitor dude of Installation 05. 1.2 trillion simulated in one actual.
How many are left?
It is ready to fire, on demand.
Because they were on one Halo ring, they blew up one already.
They've blown up like half a dozen. I don't know, there's 5 or 6 left, I think.
I gotta play Halo 2 again in Halo 1. But someone stole it, they can't replace him. They said they can't replace my Halos. Really annoying. Surely should be able to get hold of Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Meh. Just get the money.
Yeah, I'd have to buy it on
£40. That's how much it is.
Buy it on PC.
Yeah, buy the PC version of Halo 2.
Yeah, it won't work on my computer.
Off to buy a new computer.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Well, I'm looking at it in the sense of my GameCube games. They get the money they're giving my GameCube games, and I might get some Christmas money. I'm putting all towards a new PC. So I might be very close to buying one.
Yeah, but make sure you run it through me to not get some shit.
Oh yeah, no, we're specking everything out. We're looking at every detail.
No, we're specking it all out, but we're going to have some really crappy thing on it, like Norton antivirus, which will just take it down to the level of Pentium 1.
No bad Norton. No Norton. No man in a pink shirt. AGV. All the way.
AGV? What the hell's AGV?
AVG?
AVG, man. AVG free edition.
I can't do
but antivirus. I don't run antivirus, so you know, who cares? I get annoyed with things running on my computer.
Halo.
Yeah, so but they really need to do the Halo film.
Yeah, I need to buy. Actually,
because they need all the funky monitors in it, because the monitors just rock.
Because they've released the second part of Halo 2 soundtrack. Have they released a Halo 3 soundtrack yet?
No, but it's coming, apparently.
It's coming. What's they got on the Bungie store? Have we actually looked on the Bungie store? Because
dude, we're supposed to be reviewing Halo 3.
Let's see what there is about
Halo 3. Let's go shopping on the Bungie website.
Shopping. I like to go shopping. Raw.
Raw.
They want to do marine hats.
I'm a leprechaun.
I'm a leprechaun.
I'm a leprechaun. I'm a blood leprechaun.
The blood leprechauns are coming to kill you all, Bungies. Can you find it?
Where is this magic store?
I don't know. Do they even have a store?
Yeah, it's on there somewhere.
The Bungie store. Jobs.
Dude, let's look at jobs.
Letters. Halo 3. Can someone find the Bungie store? We must find the Bungie store.
It's the Bungie store.
Because they had one. Maybe they've
closed. Yeah, they've got one. It's just, there it is.
The Bungie store. Bungie. Halo 3 rucksacks.
Halo 3 branded crap. Look, you can get a rucksack with like a Halo logo on
it. Well, I know
it.
They got the t-shirts are already out.
Whoopie doo dah.
Have a look at the bags. Oh, multimedia.
2008 war calendar, eh?
Oh, Art of Halo, coffee table, calendar. There's a soundtrack. What they got bag wise?
Dude, this isn't time for you to be looking at bags.
Ah, look at that. They got a messenger bag. Oh, I want that. A Halo 3 technical day pack.
Messenger bag? What does that even mean?
It's a satchel. Like what I got.
Who cares, dude?
Yeah. Alright.
I'm really annoyed about this US Air Force people trying to con people in their army of death. It's pathetic.
Doesn't she want it?
Mm-hmm.
High definition.
Carl's Knotsmith wants to know if you guys have beaten Halo 3. I've beaten it, but I object to the term beaten. Because, you know, if the game wanted to beat me, the game could just make it impossible.
I'm not played that much because I own it, but I don't have an Xbox.
Oh, she has two.
Two what?
Matrix Trilogy.
She got two. How'd she get two?
I'll just get my crystal ball out and find out.
Shake it hard. It makes it work faster. You'll really go. It's like the Magic 8 Ball.
Oh, that's another thing that's pissed me off lately. Flipping Chris Perillo, asshole, 2007. He installed a beta version of Service Pack 1 and then bitched because it hosed his computer.
So you need to... I want them on 8 Ball.
God, there's so many assholes. Did you see my blog post on it?
On what?
On the Chris Perillo thing.
No. I haven't been on the net.
You haven't been on the net.
I've been away. I've been trying to get on the net. I've been trying to get my girlfriend's dad on the internet with broadband.
So yeah, he says, I think Windows is in huge, huge, huge trouble because the beta version of Service Pack 1 hosed his machine. Now let me think, what a beta version, doesn't that mean it's not finished?
So this was Service Pack 1 for a Vista?
Yeah. Which, incidentally, I've installed on two computers without incident. Yeah, so Catherine says she ordered it by mistake.
I would, but I
wouldn't.
So
yeah, Chris Perillo, you're really turning into like an Apple apologist.
Apple.
Yeah, that's another thing. Apple iBrick. Have you heard about this new product?
What, the touched?
iPhone locked to AT&T, as I'm sure you're aware.
Mm-hmm.
Apple released an update the other day, bricked all modded machines, and they won't do anything about it.
So they released something that screwed up all the iPhones.
No. The Dude, you should keep up with stuff going on the net, right? The iPhone released, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive contract with AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
So you need an AT&T SIM, but a hack was released which allowed you to use it on any network.
Right.
However, Apple released an update last week which bricked any modded phone. So if you change your carrier, your phone company, it bricked the device.
Completely. No phone, no iPod.
Kaput. Bricked.
So many people are not going to be able to use their new toys, and they can't take them back either.
Nope, Apple said tough.
That's a good way to encourage sales. Like, they'll go buy a replacement.
Well, they will. They're Apple fanboys, aren't they? Oh, they'll get a replacement. I'll get five. It doesn't matter if they brick some of them. I don't care, because Apple have high quality stuff which doesn't brick everything. I mean, you know, in Europe, those actions are illegal, stopping you from unlocking a phone to use on a different network.
Mm.
It's illegal. So, you know, I mean, that sort of behaviour is just pathetic. It shows how evil Apple are. And that if Apple were the size of Microsoft, we'd all be in fucking trouble.
Oh, yes. We'd all be buying...
Luckily, Apple are in the courts in the EU, so they're getting their ass kicked around a bit, which they flipping deserve.
Yeah. Damn right.
Yeah, so even like Robert Scoble's son machine was bricked. No, his machine wasn't bricked. His machine was reset, like to factory settings. It lost all its information on the device, but his Mac had also packed up, and so he's got none of his like music or anything. So if his Mac, which is like being repaired at Apple Land, like comes back with its drive wiped, he's lost all his stuff. It's, you know, it's absolutely pathetic. Apple just really suck. Yeah, that's it. I should just release Gamercast in WMA, you know, just to, you know, screw you, iPhone and iPod, you suck. We should do that, man. We should DRM it as well, so they can't do it better. This is licensed only to play on non-Apple devices. Unless, of course, you install a goddamn WMA player, then you can just play. So yeah, let's actually get on with our Halo review.
Oh yes.
So let's let Adam talk about it, because he's only played it briefly, so this might serve as like first impressions to someone like me who's like find like a million things wrong with it and stuff because I've played it so much.
Well, start off, loading screen, absolutely lush.
Yeah, the loading screen rocks.
It is nice.
It's
that
the
lovely
best
blue
loading little screen ever.
It's not 100% new, but it's not old. It is kind of like, it's like an evolution from Halo 1, then to Halo 2, and then to this one.
Hang on, what was Halo 1's loading screen?
Halo 1 had it in the middle, and had the ring going around in the background, if I remember rightly.
Wasn't that just the video running in the background of the menu?
Yeah, then Halo 2...
Halo 2 just had the white thing go across.
Yeah, and then this one's got the chief stood there and all the background bits, and he just looks lusciously blue.
Hang on, are we talking about the same thing here? The loading screen in Halo 3 is just a Halo being drawn.
No, I mean the loading screen when you come up to the main menu.
The menu, in other
words.
Sorry. It's called a menu.
Yeah, menu.
Yeah, the menu rocks. Especially with all the different options, you've got different dudes there, like, looking uber.
Yeah. Loading, yeah, and then the loading screen, you've got that swoosh round, looks amazing. It still gives you that kind of buzz like you did with all the other Halo films where you sit there and instead of thinking, come on, you're just like, you feel like you're in a Pelican with the back door shut and you're just waiting for it to pounce open and you run onto that beach in Halo 1 and just run up it and go, rah! It's great.
The silent cartographer level.
Yeah. Oh, I want to play that level. Why can't I have my code back? I'll probably have to go buy them.
Okay, so for this review... we're not going to reveal any spoilers.
No.
But we are going to talk a bit about level design, weapons and stuff like that. So there is some small spoilers, but we're not going to give away the storyline.
No.
So you may proceed gently.
Not Smith? No.
Smith, you can shut up and get the hell out of the chat room.
Because I have only played
the first level. My name's Adam. I'm
on Legendary.
First level.
We did it on Legendary.
Yeah.
But, first impressions.
That's
going
to be
good.
Really hard to play a Legendary on, like, some of the levels because they're quite hard.
Yeah. I was extremely impressed with the way that it opened up. I was a little bit bothered that we're...
Hang on. We're allowed to talk about the first cutscene.
Yeah. First cutscene.
Okay. We don't have any spoilers after that.
Oh,
for God's sake, Smith, you fucking retard. He's just flipping, mouthing off about all the flipping stuff that happens in the game now.
Right, chat room has now been turned, so we can't see it.
I'm allowed to see it, because can I kick him out or something?
No, because it's not our chat room, we're just hosting it on our website.
Okay, get on with it.
Okay, where we left off, we left the Master Chief with his cool little saying while he was in that ship.
I need a weapon, that's what I've been saying for the last 6 months, battling the Covenant. I need a weapon.
No, it's the other one.
I'm here to finish fight.
Finish
I'm here to
fight.
Finish fight. And then he like blows up.
And the ship's coming in. And this one is kind of cool. You've got the Cortana thing where she's saying about, you know, she gets to pick her Spartan that she wants to be with. And the telling a story about the Master Chief.
Yeah, we know all that about him being lucky. Yeah, we've read the books. We know all that.
Yeah. And then you get...
Hang on, we're spoiling the game for Catherine because she hasn't completed Halo 2.
She hasn't completed Halo 2 and she's playing Halo 3. Or is she playing Halo 2 and she hasn't played Halo 3 yet?
She's done like 5 or 6 levels on Halo 2. On Halo 3 even.
Okay.
I don't know what she's done on Halo 2.
We're talking about Halo 3, not Halo 2.
Yeah, but, you know, we just spoiled the end of Halo 2 because I said, I'm going to finish it. My name's the Master Chief. I've got green armor, and I think I'm hard. Oh, wait, look, an elite just ripped out my head.
The good thing I like about it is it jumps straight into it, because this is kind of like... Best way to describe it is kind of like when they did Back to the Future. Back to the Future...
He doesn't have a time-traveling train.
Let me make my point, right?
Or a DeLorean. Look at me with my Irish car. Leprechaun with magic lucky charms to make time travel.
You know, you got your first one, then you have your second one, and then at the end of the second one, you finish it with "to be continued." So it really.
So that's
just
how
stuck.
Heroes ends every flipping week.
Yeah,
it
so
really
it really had a nice way of the fact that they didn't do too much of a cutscene of, oh, and this has happened and this has happened. They literally just chuck you straight back into the thick of it, which I really did like. I didn't feel like you were having this big cutscene and loads of stuff going on. It just kind of finishes you off where you were at Halo 2 and then you build you back up again. So I was quite impressed with that. I was a bit worried of how they were going to start it again, of where that one left off from.
They were going to start it again from the Master Chief tripping over in his little ship and falling on the Prophet of Truth and crushing him to death. Game over. Yeah. Covenant had been destroyed.
No, I was quite impressed with it. One thing...
Catherine says Heroes is cool.
Yeah, I've started watching season 2 now.
Dude, don't. I'm only watching season 1. Shut up.
I've seen all of season 1.
Shut up! I'm watching it on TV. Okay, just shut up. Although Catherine's got the HD DVD box set.
Yeah, I've all got
I'm not allowed to watch that because I got to watch on TV.
Well, I can give you the. I can give
Don't!
The season 1.
Shh!
You want the whole season
1? No, I want to watch it at the normal rate because that's. I think Catherine is just watching. She's only watching it as like a TV episode progresses.
Right.
Because otherwise we just like watch it all at once.
Yeah.
Oh, we just watch one more episode. Then we'll just be downloading all the next season.
Well, season 2 only premiered on the 24th of September anyway.
Shh.
But,
Halo.
Halo, yes. First point...
When is Battlestar Galactica showing?
One thing that got me at first is the fact that they have taken the joy of...
They have
because this
taken
is,
the Master Chief.
Because this is the first
away.
Halo game on the 360.
Mm.
Instead of using Green how Legacy. They had the Halo 1 and Halo... 2 converted controls, which were like Halo 1 controls but slightly changed for dual controls, and then they reassigned them the buttons for the Xbox 360 controller, which is quite cool because the shoulder buttons basically replaced the black and white buttons. They've redesigned the button control because of the fact you've got the equipment and the dual buttons a lot better. So I'm still pressing the X and the Y when I shouldn't be, and I'm not using the shoulder buttons. But now, after a while, I eventually picked it up, and when I wanted to pick up weapons, I was using the shoulder buttons instead. So I do like that, and it is very cool. Bit weird to actually be in third person at some point with playing as the Master Chief with the gun turrets when we were playing multiplayer. But apart from that, controls, you slide back into that suit again, and you're Master Chief, and you carry on as normal. So it is good. It didn't feel like too alienated, because obviously...
Okay. Let me sum up all of what you just said. The controls work well. The controls seem sort of, you know, intuitive, in that you've got reloads and triggers next to each other and stuff like that. So yeah, the controls are fine. If you've played Halo before, you'll be able to pick up this game and just play it. There's a couple of changes.
Take a while
with,
to get used
to, mapping really. X to the right button and stuff like that.
But yeah, it's cool. I liked it. Single player. So far, absolutely.
Okay, hang on. Let's actually talk about the first cutscene, because we didn't. Let's do it. Let's spoil the first cutscene.
Go on.
The Master Chief trips over and he finds himself in a big hole and he can't get up. And Sergeant Johnson has to come along and save him. And that cutscene is brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great cutscene.
Although I've made a few modifications.
They really need to rename it and call it "I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up."
I've fallen over and I fell off my spaceship and I can't get up.
One small step for man, one giant leap for Master Chief. One big.
But I do like that, because if you read the books, there is a scene in the books where they do all like do a dive from like high up in the atmosphere, and they lose like half the Spartans, but the rest survive.
Because I find it kind of cool that he likes jumping on stuff, because one of the things that they use the word Halo for is Halo jumps. You ever heard of Halo jumps?
No. What is a Halo jump?
Halo jump is when you
jump. When you jump through a halo of fire.
Is when you jump from an aircraft, parachuting from high altitude.
To another aircraft, and then to another one, then to another one, then to another one, all the way to the ground.
It's when you've got the when you still can see the curvature of the Earth, when you really don't want to go out of an aircraft.
Dude, you can see the curvature of the Earth from on the ground.
Yeah, you know what I mean. When it's really bad, and you're up high, and there's no oxygen, and you're in normal, high altitude. It's basically from normal high altitude, and you wear breathing apparatus, and you chuck yourself out the bottom.
Do you wear a pressure suit as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is quite high.
Yeah. So, and that's what they call a halo jump.
I don't call that halo jump. I call that jumping out of an aircraft or jumping out of a balloon.
But no, I must admit, I do like it. It really gives the character a lot of oomph. It brings you back to where you were very quickly and sharp, and it pulls you back into that halo seat straight away with that first cutscene, and you just like straight away. I grabbed hold of that controller just a little bit tight, and I was like, "Yeah, bring it on!"
Yeah, bring it on. Then he trips over a log and can't get up again.
But
yeah, the first level is actually quite good. It introduces you to the game quite well. And one thing you do notice is the size of the battles are a lot bigger. You've got way more enemies on the screen.
A few good bottlenecks and some real.
You start off with a couple of squads of Marines, and you know they're just masses of them.
Yeah,
there must be like 10 or 20 of them.
And then as you go through, also as usual, depending on your playing skill and the level you're playing at, eventually they will all be thinned out as you go along, and then you split up and rejoin back again. You have plenty of open areas where you will go down like a bottleneck, and then you will spread out into a larger area where all of their fire is at you. There's plenty of rocks to hide behind. This one shows a few more kind of different routes where you can go up and down, and it does. It's not very obvious. It is kind of like those type of trail maps you get on Halo, but it is so well detailed, the map. You find it incredibly kind of intuitive where to go, but you're not there going, "Oh, straight line." It's very obvious. You're having to look around, and finding snipers is quite hard. I must have playing it legendary on split screen co-op. We were finding ourselves walking out, and then one of us would walk out, poof, headshot, and you like stand back really quickly to let me respawn. And we were taking it in turns to stick our heads out and get shot, so the other person could work out where the hell this sniper was coming from. And
that is a good thing now on legendary. You don't go back to the last checkpoint.
But no, it is definitely true. The AI is still
AI still rocks. The enemies basically play as they did before, other than the brutes. The grunts behave the same. You know, if they're getting seriously outgunned, they'll all run off.
Mm.
They've got some new tricks, like running in with grenades lit the suicide dudes.
Yeah.
Which only happens occasionally, but it's really cool when they do it. Jackals are the same. There, you know, they're either hiding behind their goddamn shields
or
sniping somewhere. Brutes are way cooler now
because they're in armor now, because they've been given that step up in military standing from the end of Halo 2. Some of them are in full body armor with helmets on. Like they basically got their own custom.
Well, yeah,
elite armor.
They are. They've taken the role of the elite now. So yeah, they've got funky armor. They're much more tactical. They're much less of just like damage things, which you just keep shooting at. If you do headshots, you know, you knock their armor off, and they've got sort of shields in that their armor is shielded, and you can take that out and then, you know, finish them off.
But they don't just stand there and get a little, and then you've got their where the like the elite, they will lose their temper and come running at you. Where
elites don't do that. Elites don't lose their temper.
No, they were just kind of like that. Now and again on Halo, you get one of them like, and they charge you down and with
well,
the laser sword.
The brutes go berserk, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And they just elites, charge at you.
Where the elites kind of like battle cry and come in.
The elites are all tactical.
Yeah.
The elites are really the greatest warriors in the galaxy.
Because the elites have the habit of just cloaking on you and you're like, bollocks, where the frail did he go?
The elites don't do that, do they?
Now and again on Halo, they did cloak out and then come back in again, but it was always the guy in the yellow suit with the laser sword would come in and get you. But, the AI on it was amazing, and the first level was very good. All the way up to the ending of it, I like the way that you're brought in close net, and then it brings you back out, and you come out of these very narrow corridors to such a barrage of enemy on patrols, getting on with their own little thing, and then you start taking out a small area of them, and then you notice that that's affecting the others that see it. Some people who are sniping you, people who are out of range, won't bother sitting there shooting you. They will come across in tactical squads over towards you, and they won't just come the shortest distance. They will come round the building and stay around the corner and come down. So tactically, it is you're having to be on your guard. You cannot just run in and go shooting.
Especially on the higher difficulty levels, because if you have missed anyone behind you, like even if it's just behind a building you didn't check behind, they will come up behind you and.
Yeah, because there was a few moments where I'd gone up into that tower, and as you were going across the dam embankment, and you went into the building and started shooting them from where the sniper, from underneath that building that the sniper was in, that glass one, there was a tiny little grunt following you.
There were a couple of jackals which I caught. Coming round the back.
Yeah, but there was a couple of those we'd missed on the way through, and they were following you down, and I was sniping them in the back of the head from the building.
On the levels with the flood, it works even better.
Mm.
Because you really do feel that you're absolutely surrounded, and that you haven't cleared the place at all.
Yeah.
In that there's flood behind you, and there's flood ahead of you, and you just have the clearest space around you.
Yeah. Imagine that's quite good in co-op, because you can really play a lot of moving forward slowly while having people going forwards and then turning round when you slow down and keeping the stuff from behind you, and then you say right move, and then you rotate back round and follow them, and you move as a team, stop, start clearing a space, and then move on again. So it really has got some serious room for use of the tactics to make the game a much easier way of playing, where some games you can use tactics but you can get away with just running and screaming and shooting your guns off. This is easy level, you could probably get away with it, but
easy level, you can just run through the level without killing anyone and finish it.
Yeah, but this, it really allows for the tactical to be used in it, and with the four player co-op, it means that there is more replay of playing some really good Halo 3 levels again and again, tactically going through with your mates. So I'm definitely impressed with that section.
Graphics is good.
Yeah.
The lighting in, I think, is the thing that most people will spot. The lighting in it is just phenomenal.
Mm.
A lot of people say, oh, it's not as good as Gears of War. Gears of War doesn't have 20 or 30 enemies on the screen fighting you.
Mm.
And it didn't have that quality lighting either.
It used dramatic lighting in Gears of War with the dark buildings and the bright outside to give that look. But this is a lot of outside environments, and the lighting is just that little bit more stepped up. But Yeah, like you said.
They must be doing two-pass rendering on our side.
But I was quite impressed with the outdoors environments and the landscapers itself. The detail of the foliage and stuff for like the jungle level was incredibly nice. It was
good, especially because if you like walk through a plant, the plant does actually move and all
that.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact that it gives you that ability where you're not quite sure where, because I walked up thinking, oh, we're going over here, and I saw you jumping up onto a rock. And then I went, oh, shit, that's a big effing cliff. I'm not going this way, I'm following Paul. It didn't give the sense, turn right here. It allowed you to physically see where the
In the single player, because the Arbiter's hanging around, or you've got some Marines hanging around, the first level, the Arbiter would jump up there and, you know, they tell you to follow the Arbiter.
Yeah.
Or they get the Marines out of there.
But, yeah, no, as I was going along, it's the level itself doesn't scream hanger right, which makes it physically
but
look nice.
This is one improvement they've really made in Halo 3. I've never got lost.
Yeah.
I always knew where I was going.
Oh, yeah, but it's not...
Because in Halo 2, I'd end up like... Halo 1 was the worst, because you'd end up doubling back and you weren't sure, shit, am I... I'm going backwards, this is the way I came.
Yeah,
and you're not sure if you were or not.
It's starting to look a bit clone. Fair enough, it is the way that the Halo environment...
And Halo 2 had a bit of it as well, but Halo 3, there was none of that.
Yeah, I think the problem was with the design of the Halos, they do look very... a clone architecture going all the way through.
Well, the fact of the matter is, on some levels, you did have a double back.
Yeah, and you did get a little bit lost. Whereas this, because you're on Earth, it's very organic as you're moving along.
Well, you're only on Earth for like half of
it. Yeah, so it is impressive the way that it looks. But no, it's not my bad point to say that it's going to get you lost, but the environment is so well detailed, it's not screaming hanger right at this point.
It doesn't have a big sign saying go right.
And because of the lack of detail, it doesn't give you that emphasis of this is where you've got to go. Because the foliage is covering everything up, you're rooting around and stuff like that, and it does give that really cool sense. It's like little ledges that you don't quite see until you get up to them, and you're like, oh, I can jump up here, and then all of a sudden you can see just that little bit further down. But no, I was quite impressed with single player. Multiplayer, they cracked it again. Although the list...
Hang on, let me just say something. Multiplayer in Halo 2, I wasn't too fond of.
No?
It had some faults, mainly with dual wielding. I was never a fan of dual wielding.
Yeah.
But in Halo 3, they've toned it down a bit.
Mm.
And the fact that you normally start with an assault rifle now as well.
Yeah.
Which isn't dual wieldable, so you rarely come across people who do dual wield.
A lot of dual wielding was going on.
Because the assault rifle is like often the default weapon.
And also, that was the thing. Halo 2, it was all about dual wielding. It was the new feature. Dual wielding's still in there, but they've toned it down. Obviously, it's one thing that I did like using. Needlers are no longer dual wielding, and they were
needles flipping rock now. You can tear someone up.
Yeah, but before, when you imagine you having that needler now and having dual wielding needlers, it would just have been a little bit too overkill. But one thing I do like is they emphasized dual wielding in Halo 2. Halo 3, they're kind of emphasizing away from it. You can do it, but now it's more about rifle slung, gun, grenade. It's going back, because they were saying they were complaining that they didn't see people using grenades anymore, so that's why they wanted to give us more stuff to play with in that extra hand. Throw a couple of grenades, brute grenades with a spike in it, human grenades, sticky grenades.
I like grenades.
Yeah, and before you couldn't
use
them.
If you look at my stats, you'll notice like grenades are like some of my favourite weapons.
But, you know, you had that thing where you couldn't throw a grenade if you had that dual weapon. I must admit, the fact that he puts pistols on the legs, it would be nice if you had, say, dual wielding, that if you know those two brute ones with the blades in it, it would have been nice, instead of having to drop one, if you changed your rifle, you could sling both of them onto the legs, then pull the rifle off and go with grenades, and then if you get close quarters, grenades away, sling the rifle, pull these two out, start pulling them into people's chests and going and unloading a few mags into people, and then once you get out, put them back again, pull out rifle. But again, it is the classic, you can only have two guns on you at a time, and that third gun for dual wielding you will just discard. The single player level, I do like the fact they brought more of the since Halo, they've always had those pods dropped by the Covenant, and you see them around everywhere, and they used them a lot more, and the human ones, the drop pods with the weapons in, a lot more in Halo 2, but they really emphasise the barrage of different weaponry now, more so in first single player level of stuff to grab hold of. So I'm liking the whole, there's weapons, it's not just something on the floor, it's pull them off a gun rack, sling on what you want. But, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the assault rifle is quite good. It's best effective short to medium range, but you can pull off fairly accurate shots long range.
Mm.
But it's obviously not as good as a battle rifle for long range.
That's the thing, it's like I've always said, as soon as they released that effect and they were keeping the battle rifle, I did like the idea of having the three-shot rifle and the machine gun rifle and having both of them. Sling one, you've got the full magazine, and then swing back again, you've got the three-shot, tap some heads, expand your field of view out a bit with the scope, and it is...
So yeah, I like multiplayer more because dual-wielding has been toned down.
Mm.
And I can stick people with grenades all the time again. But the trouble is, with everyone else dual-wielding, because they've got so much firepower up front, you needed a dual-wield as well, because you have a single weapon, a grenade, you need to nail that grenade or it's all finished.
Yeah. As well as the fact that...
And especially because some of Halo 2 levels were fairly open, grenading was a lot harder.
What would you say most people's tactics were with the pre-dual-wielding on Halo 2? Was it more they would be firing both triggers at the same time and reloading at the same time? Or was it progressive, one gun, then the other?
In Halo 2 multiplayer, you'd open it with both solid until the person was down, then reload.
Yeah. I found myself now and again, I wasn't...
Because you would rarely come across someone who could survive both guns...
Yeah.
Being emptied and still being alive.
Single player, I spent a lot of time just using one gun, and just as about to run out, then I start firing the other one. So as that's reloading, I'm still firing from an old.
Yeah,
dog
the Master Chief somehow with like his like four arms reloading it.
But
I'll ignore that criticism.
On multiplayer, I did find myself now and again, I would start firing with one. If I was chasing someone and I wasn't getting the bead on them straight away, I would start firing with one first.
That is so dumb, dude. Don't do that. If you're behind someone, creep up on him, smack in the back.
I was trying
to
catch him.
Or stick him with a grenade.
Oh, they knew I was coming. They were chasing him. But I found myself progressive on one, then following on the other. So I know that I'm hitting with two, but if this one runs out, it'll reload just before this one runs out.
Well, when I dual-word, if I run out, I drop the thing and go to melee because I'm usually that close by then.
Yeah. But...
Because I do, there's a sort of nicety where I go,
Some of the weapons on the new ones seemed a little bit light on the melee, but then the good thing is they were massive weapons and they really do look like you can't necessarily go. Appearance. Were you impressed with the new suit modifications?
Yeah, although I haven't unlocked most of it.
The initial ones don't look amazingly like. Choice is kind of like I want to customize, but I know the later ones.
But what I have noticed that very few people are playing as elites on multiplayer now.
Yeah, everyone's kind of gone back to the Spartan. It was the thing though, wasn't it? When everybody went on as
Halo 2, yeah, you play as elite.
Where now it's still elite. It's a shame they couldn't have added in maybe brute as well, but then they have to change everything.
Brute. The brutes suck.
Exactly, but it means you got someone else to play.
Well, a brute. Oh no, I've just been beaten up by a grunt. The brutes are just retarded.
But
they're the idiots who are single-handedly responsible for the fall of the Covenant.
Have you had a go with the changing of colours? Because the other thing was the armour, shoulders, body...
Goofed my colours around and I'm like silver now.
What are the colour changes? Because before it was pick a colour and then you highlight certain aspects.
You've got three different colours you can change. And then free for your logo thing.
Mm-hmm. Then you've got your logo and you've got your number ID, which is two numerical numbers and a
it's
letter.
A letter and two numbers. I'm T90.
T90.
In honour of the tank. Although I was tempted to be a T80, I'm T90. Let's have a mod on one.
You know, I know what I'll be going for, my classic lucky number, and then I don't know what letter to go for.
Z.
But
well, yeah, it gives you a letter and a number anyway, randomly.
Yeah. Well, you can change that.
Yeah. On T90.
T90. Because I have noticed a lot of people have been changing their under their gamer tag, where you've got the thing where we've got on gamercast.net to advertise the show. A lot of people have been putting Spartan and then there.
Yes, so when you're in a lobby, if you highlight someone's name, it says, say, the Smirnov Spartan T90.
Did you have to type in Spartan T90, or it just says Spartan?
Because Spartan, because I'm playing as a Spartan.
Yeah.
I'm always going to say an Elite. So yeah, about 1 in 10 people are probably playing as Elite, maybe even less than that.
Because you always were playing as Elite on Halo 2, weren't you?
Yeah.
Any reason to stay off the Elite now, or are you just wanting to play as Spartan for a change because you've been so long in the Elite? Or was the armour not hitting your flavour until you've been locked to it more?
I don't know. To be honest. One thing I do need to check, though, is if you do pick an Elite, does it change your starting weapons?
Yeah.
Because normally, at least on the ranked playlists, because that's mainly what I've been playing, you start with a battle rifle and assault rifle.
Yeah.
Or sometimes just an assault rifle.
You started off as battle rifle and assault rifle whenever we're playing co-op. But I always started with the...
carbine and the plasma rifle. Yeah.
So maybe that's what you start with.
Maybe that's why it's so unpopular in multiplayer. I'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just picked the Spartan because, yeah, it looks cool. Mm. I think the Spartans look cooler than the Elites. At least in the preview picture.
Yeah.
Although I will admit, the Elites do look fracking awesome in this game.
Mm.
You know, especially when you're on the levels where you've got some Elites with you, you're like, wow, they look cool. You can see their teeth now and everything.
Yeah, the detail on them is a lot better. And the armor is nice and shiny because they had very smooth armor anyway, where the Master Chief was very angled in the body armor. You did notice that on the side of the armor, when you look at modifications of like the shoulder pads, the main suit, and the helmet, it actually had mark with a number on it for the different mark suits. So I'm curious that maybe you might be able to unlock a previous mark suit to play as like Halo 1 suit.
Maybe. Wish says in the chat room that the starting weapons are the same in multiplayer, but he says they're easier to headshot. Or snipe, anyway.
Cool.
But he says few people use them in Halo 2. I use them all the time.
Mm, quite a few people do. You just get that odd Elite. Thing I like about this is allowing people that you can pick out who's who. If someone's got the same colours, you know, they might have a different helmet on now. So if a colour...
Well, the thing is now, you've got the identifier thing.
Mm.
Like, you'll have an arrow on your HUD saying T90, which is where I am.
And that also allows you with adding on, if you've got a real noob who's really pissing you off.
Real noob.
You can really...
Well, like you.
You can stick it to him. Hey, I've been playing Halo just as long as you have. I'm pretty good on it.
Yeah, that's why I won.
That's why
I had my wallpaper.
Lasered. Yes, I was. My score was lower than yours, although I was still killing both you and Rudis, and it was you two versus me, and I was still kicking ass.
What?
When we were playing downstairs, it was.
Yeah,
teams.
I won.
I know you won, but I didn't suck too much considering it was one versus
Hang
two.
Hang on. Yeah, but if it was you two versus me, I would have an even bigger score. Because every time I saw Rudis, that was somebody I couldn't kill.
Yes. You had to try and find me.
So yeah, when people say, oh, two versus one, I always win. It's like, I have the most kills. Sure you do. You've got twice as many people you can kill.
Exactly.
It's like when I used to say, oh, let's do 4-on-1 with, like, Quake 3 or something. And I used to have, like, 2-3 times the score of anyone else.
Mm.
It's because I had so many more people to shoot. Okay, so yeah, Wiss says he wants cooler armor before he uses an Elite again. That's true, because on my Elite, I've unlocked the normal Elite armor plus the combat armor, which the flying Elites used to use in Halo 2, which I think is crap. I like the fancy headdress and stuff.
Yeah, it would be quite cool to have a bit more of a choice. Is it still the same where you could have a different color helmet that I like they showed when it was the beta testing?
Don't know.
I haven't gone into it enough. I'm going to have to sit down and spend loads of time just tweaking my thing. I'm still curious to find out where the unlocks come from for the armor. If it's unlocking stuff playing multiplayer, or it's actually for completing levels.
I don't know.
Or it's a mixture of all of them.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the other big feature of the game is the Forge and the Theater. which is quite cool because one thing I really do like, and which I didn't expect, is you have replays, but it automatically saves the last 25 games, including single player.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Can you tag them to say do not delete when you add?
Yeah. Go to the theater, select the level you want, and click save, and it will save it permanently.
Right. So how many can you save permanently? As much as you've got space on the hard drive?
Yeah.
But then it will automatically keep the last 25. So
yeah,
you'll
keep the last 25 no matter what.
But then you can also go in and record over the top, or record a small segment
of the battle
and separate it.
When you're playing it, you've got a record button, so you can start recording a certain section out of it.
Which is cool. And you can do stills.
Yep. And of course, you can upload all this to Bungie.net.
Is it the videos as well, or just the stills?
Videos, but they can only be watched on another Xbox. So you upload them to Bungie, and then your friend can download them from Bungie.
Right. So you can,
which is cool. I mean, Bungie give you, it's 25 megabytes and maybe 20 slots to save stuff.
Mm.
But if you want to fork out, I think it's 750 points, they up that to like 250 megabytes of storage.
Mm. Which you don't need to keep them on your Xbox, they're just for uploading to pass on to other people.
Yeah, if you want to do that.
Where if you don't want to upload them, you can save as many as you want from those 25 onto your hard drive.
Yeah, as long as you've got enough room, obviously.
Yeah. So that's a pretty cool feature. I do like the flying camera and third person view and being able to really see where that bullet fire came from or the laser fire. I must admit, we've loaded it onto the port forums. Paul's got a really cool picture of me being
shot. It's a really shit picture. It's just the best one I had of me killing you.
Yeah, of me being hit by the Spartan.
Unless I wanted to watch through the like hour and a half long game we had where I nailed you in the air with the Spartan laser.
Mm.
That was cool. I need to find that in the video, but it will take like an hour.
There's some really, really good pictures on there. I must admit, the whole jumping over the grav lift with the missile launcher, shooting the aircraft do not become an easy way to go around and kill people anymore because of this lock-on missile launcher. It's meaning you really are having to use the surrounding environment. You really have to eject out of them. And I must admit, the human vehicle, I'm not sure what that one was called.
The Hornet.
I must admit, one thing I don't like about that is I do not want to be on a multiplayer level where I know there's lock-on missiles, because you can't get out it quick enough. You have to open the cockpit, then Master Chief has to climb out, sit on the side, and then jump. Where the good thing about the Banshee is you open up the top and Master Chief just falls off the back, and it's so much quicker to get out of the way of the missile locked onto your moving vehicle. But
once you get good, you can just do your fancy maneuver and avoid the missile.
Yeah. But no, it's very, very cool.
But, I mean, the only reason we have those rocket launchers on that level is because we put them on the level with the forge.
Yeah.
Because we went round, we spent all our money just putting up all these like really high end stuff on the thing, like tanks and rocket launchers and
throwing the tanks around and picking
gravity
up.
Hammers.
Yeah. Gravity hammer was quite cool. We managed to pull off what we were showing.
We managed
in the video.
To pull off some baseball.
So we're taking in turns to shoot each other with the classic missile launcher, not the lock-on one. And
well, I've had locks on as well since Halo 2, but not the. I think it's like 6 or 8 shot. It's a turret.
Yeah.
It's you have a mounted turret and you can rip that off. That's the Uber rocket launcher that Adam's referring to.
Where
he just kept on going around with that.
Yeah.
Which is really boring. I'm trying to fly my new plane, which I've just spent all my money on, and there's Adam coming along with his goddamn rocket launcher
flying through the air myself because I've just
one was a bit that I was riding on the side of it and you shot me off it or something. That was,
yeah.
we need to find that and I'll give that to you, because
yeah, that was a good shot. But no, it does add a good element, the forge, as well as the fact that anything that you buy, this item, you put it down where you put that down, unless you move it again or someone else in Forge mode moves it, that is that weapon, vehicle, item spawn point. So it has been used up, it will respawn back there again. So it allows you to, you know, put items near spawn points, get them so you can lock yourself back up again. But in the middle of it, you could be, I want the Scorpion tank always low there, but no, we need it over here because the battle's over there. You move it across, oh, they're coming over the hill too quickly. Bugger it, just throw the tank at them. You could just,
yeah, then they get in it and blow you up.
And
way to give them our tank, noob.
And then you, because you can't get in it as long as you're holding them, so you could literally just chased, because you were chasing me with a tank for ages around the level, and you're just insane, and I'm trying to run backwards trying to shoot this tank, and I'm like, the tank's not dying, because normally you kill the person in the tank, not the tank itself with the machine gun. And I was like, okay, this is worse, because I can't see Paul, because he's this floating orb behind his tank that's coming right towards him. I think the only way I got away from it was to turn into a forge myself and just fly away.
But, yeah, it's good stuff. It's good for a laugh. If you don't want to do like really competitive, serious games, you can really just have a mess around with it.
But as well, you could go into it by yourself
and just make an uber level.
Move everything
like, with like
perfect.
Loads of cover,
yeah,
and short range weapons with like loads of people. Like have a big map, loads of cover, short range like the assault rifle, and just have like between the cover.
Because you can save that and then go into it without the forge activated, can't you?
Yeah.
Which means that it's. You set it how you want, and no one's going to start playing around with this. You can put the tanks where you want them, have things set up. If you need be, you could really have this nice sniping point added on. But then the base of it, you built all these blocks, so those exploding barrels, and someone comes along, shoots it, poof, blows everything up. Because some of the footage we saw where people were mucking around, balancing warthogs on top of explosive devices and stuff like that, and you can really add whatever flavour of element you want to it. So it is quite cool. I am liking it.
Level design for multiplayer is quite good, better than Halo 2.
It is going to put
a although
nice
I haven't found another a Blood Gulch.
No.
Equivalent. So is there one or not? Or have I just played the wrong maps?
Because we did find one that wasn't called Zanzibar, but it pretty much is Zanzibar.
It was Last Resort.
Yeah.
It was Zanzibar, only way cooler.
Yeah, and they've expanded the field of view. Like when you went into the building, instead of the back wall being
a wall,
it was just an area you couldn't get past, and it was generators and stuff. They've got rid of that and gate that drops down. Instead, they've still got a gate. These weird bollard things that were there as well.
Well, yeah, so you still can't drive a vehicle into it, but you can jump over it.
It's. I must admit, we're going to have to spend a lot of time and just go through every map one after the other and try and get used to it.
I do like the map Construct. That's really good. It's got some corridor areas at the bottom of the map. Because for my close up.
Because that one you showed me with your first go, where you were going around and jumping over, that's from Halo 2 as well.
Which one?
The one where you were you first showed me Halo 3. And you showed me your first recorded match, and you were really crap, and then you, after a while, you got used to the buttons, and you were kicking ass straight up.
Yeah.
That one's from Halo 2 as well, I reckon.
It was a remake of Halo 2, and I think it's quite a bit different as well, though.
Yeah.
I think they made it bigger.
It is nice, though, that anything that's moved along, they have pushed that level across, because fair enough, Blood Gulch was from Halo 1, and they've added more things to it. For Halo 2.
Yeah, there must be a Blood Gulch level. Should be now the best level. For any team-based thing, that was awesome.
If there isn't, I'm hoping that it's going to be on some downloadable maps at a later day, because obviously there was more downloadable maps.
Yeah, so...
What's that? Vanilla?
Valhalla, that's the map we played on Forge. With the two bases.
So that's their version of Blood Gulch, is to have the two massive bases... I suppose it is similar, having the Banshee at the back, the lower down base, and instead of having that little...
It's definitely not similar in that you've got a GURP river for it, so you can't just drive a warthog around.
Yeah. I understand the similarities with the fact that one base has a cliff behind it, the other base has open water. So that has changed it a bit. You've got the river going down. It's got some similarities, but...
Valhalla is like the closest thing, but it's not Blood Gulch.
No, it's not a remake of it, it's just close. Because
it was coagulation in Halo 2 on.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need another Blood Gulch remake.
It'd be quite good if they just had some time to go out and make it and then have it as a downloadable one.
Even if it's downloadable, just do it. We want to see it.
Because that'd be quite cool.
Because it's good for team-based stuff and for red versus blue people. Gee, yeah. This is my rip-off of red versus blue. This is gamer blue. This is gamer versus blue.
Because red versus blue has got some really cool features now with...
Well, yeah, they finished red versus blue, haven't they?
They're not doing it anymore.
I think they just went up to episode 100 and that was it. Let's have a look. Because I've not watched it in like years.
No, neither have I.
Because it was only the first two seasons which were good.
Well, that's the thing. They with the Forge, they've got the new character to play as, which is quite cool. Because they're doing all their comic book stuff now as well. But they've got the new suits, the new look.
It's Yeah, episode 100 is the last one. Other than like some extra things they've done.
Yeah, for the on the line stuff. So maybe they have brought it to an end.
For now, until they see all the cool stuff in the preview.
Yeah, because it's that's a new character to play as because they've got the librarian when you go into the forge.
The librarian? What are you on about?
You know what he called? You know
the monitor.
The monitor. That was it. You've got the monitor, and also the fact that the monitor can pick stuff up, so you can have that in it that he's walking along, holding this tank. Those are things you never could do before.
So yeah, I think that's all we need to cover, really.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we've got through. Because fair enough, we couldn't go through too much because I haven't played my copy yet. But multiplayer is quite good. Actually, no, we still got more. After we did our Forge session, we also went on to classic multiplayer. We didn't have a look at the full listing of types of matches that there were to play. We did have a go at the zombie one, which wasn't very good for two player. It was more of a you need a large group where one person's a zombie, everybody else. It's like playing bulldog at school, and you goes around and kills everybody, and they get infected, and then
yeah. So you've got quite a few different game modes. You've got like Escort to VIP, which Team Fortress 2 is missing.
Yeah,
that really needs an escort level again.
Hide and seek was quite cool.
Yeah.
One person has to go around finding everybody who's invisible with a floating tag above their head. But the person who's trying to find them has got a missile launcher with infinity on it, so they've got as many shots as they want, and he's just finding everybody that's hiding around. No, there's plenty of good stuff on there. It kind of reminds me of Time Splitters multiplayer, where you had the serious death matches, but you had stupid stuff to keep you entertained when you weren't in the mood for serious.
Well, hang on, it's not exactly stupid stuff, is it?
Well, you know, it had the quirky, fun games, which
I
like.
Well, it's all fun, isn't it?
Well, you know what I mean? You got your death matches, capture the flag, but sometimes I like stuff that's just
a little
bit silly.
I reject your comparison to your time machine game.
I like it. I like the whole fun games, like the zombie game and the hide and seek. It adds a new element to the game. It's not always capture the flag and
stop.
Stuff.
Capture the flag is good.
I like capture the flag.
I'm fed up with these goddamn capture the command points or the one flag CTFs, and I'm fed up with that.
I like
classic. I want classic CTF. Two goddamn flags.
That's why I like playing capture the flag on World of Warcraft. That's great.
World of Warcraft?
You don't play capture the flag on... You played capture the flag with me on World of Warcraft.
It's not a first-person shooter.
No, it's a third-person.
It's a third-person. Oh, look at me. I got a big axe, and I got the stupid mage dude over here who's killing me from really far away.
And I keep getting turned into a sheep every time I get the flag. Oh, you need the ability to turn someone into a sheep on Halo.
Yeah, that's great. No, what they need some Easter eggs in there. So, like, on, like, I don't know, like, a year after Halo 3 ships... Everybody doing multiplayer has a grunt model or something. Stuff like that's cool. Because in Team Fortress, on Christmas, all the grenades were like presents. So you chuck a present out at people.
And it blows up.
Well, yeah, it blows up.
Cool.
But so yeah, people need to do more like stuff like that because that's cool.
Which is easy to do with all that stuff.
It isn't like- easy to do because if you do that and there's a security problem... You know, you're deep crap.
I did like the Christmas suits that they gave for Cameo, where everyone dressed up as in Christmas gear.
Yeah, but you had to buy those.
Yeah, you had to buy it.
You need little things like that fun in the game, which are just there.
But no, Halo 3, definite winner. It's
Halo 3, 5 out of 5, it rocks. Loads of replayability, single player, awesome. It's the best Halo there is.
Even up to the day before the beta came out, people were still playing Halo 2 on their Xbox 360s. So, I can't imagine if there's going to be a large amount of people still playing Halo 2 from now on. They're not. It's all going to be.
Well, yeah, all the people who are too poor to buy a 360.
Yeah.
Mummy, buy me a 360. No.
You must play Halo 2 until you've completed it on Legendary.
No, but I'm new, but I'm no good. Yeah, but you know kids like that are flipping good. They complete a Ledger in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We're old school.
Damn kids.
We're from the days of the NESs and Spectrums and Sega.
We're from the days of having a two-button controller. Two buttons, A, B. Or one and two. Imagine if all the 360 buttons are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
See, thank God for Sega and Nintendo with putting them as A and B. And then Sega came out and went, ooh, we've got something new for you. It's a new button and it's called
Z.
C.
No, it was, you had the Mega Drive, the 6-button Mega Drive controller.
Yes, I had that one.
With the Z, X, Y, which then, like everybody's using now, like the Wii, it's like, is it on the Wii?
Wii is A, B, Z, because the Z button was from the N64 because it was underneath. But the Z button is on the Nunchuck. And then you got the C button, which was from the N64, because it's all started from the N64. Because originally you had NES was A and B, and then Super NES was A, B, X, Y.
Super NES.
And then you had the R and L.
Damn your feeble Nintendo consoles.
Then you
Mega Drive for the win.
And then you had your N64, which had the L and R still, but you had the Z button underneath, A and B, and then they had this C. Little analog stick that was like a button, but it was an analog stick, and then that moved across. No, it wasn't. They were buttons. Sorry, it became an analog stick on the GameCube. So those have come across to the GameCube and then onto the.
Yeah, whoopie doo da. I think the Xbox controller has the best buttons there is, because not only are they color coded, like easily color coded, unlike the PlayStation, but it's letters and colors.
Because the Xbox One original controller, the mother of controllers. I hated it. It made my fingers hurt. I still have two of them at home.
I have three or four of them.
But they were too rounded. It really put some bad pressure points. As soon as I could get hold of the S controller...
No.
Didn't like them. No, I honestly didn't like
them. The shape of the original controllers were much better. The only thing that was worse was the D-pad wasn't as good as the S controller.
Oh, it was awful.
Because it was hard to get the diagonals.
And the buttons. And the A, B, and Y, and X were awful. They really hurt my thumb.
And the buttons were too close together.
Yeah, and they were too rounded. It really hurt my thumb because the pressure point was too much. Where they smoothed them off of the S controllers, and I love the S controller.
Yeah, that was right, because if you press them really hard, because they ended in a more of a point.
Yeah, it really made your fingers numb after a while.
But yeah, the actual shape of the controller was bad.
Yeah.
Even my mum agrees.
But the buttons.
Damn
the
your feeble PlayStation hands. Your bones have changed shape too much.
It's from playing Game Boy. I used, when my original grey Game Boy, it would actually make the bottom half of my hand go numb to the point where both my little finger and the next little finger up would go numb, and I near enough dropped the Game Boy.
Dude,
I had to put it down gently.
Dude, you played it too much.
Yeah.
If your hands go numb, you played it too much.
I played my hand go
when
numb.
You're paralyzed in your left side, you've played it too much.
And you start drooling. It's like, Mom, I think I played Halo too much. He wiped drool off my face. The cat licking it. Yeah. But Halo 3.
So yeah, what do you give it on what you've played on it so far? What rating?
First impressions. It is first impressions. Without
okay, just shut
jump.
Up. 5 out of 5 single player. 5 out of 5 multiplayer. Although it's not as good as Team Fortress 2.
I would concur on your.
Simply because I like Team Fortress.
Yeah, I concur. 5
plus
out of
on
5.
Team Fortress I can win more, but on Halo there's so many like Xbox Uber fanboy noobs who are just like really good at it.
The thing is, it is Halo 3. It does what it says on the box. It is what you were expecting Halo 3 to be. The jump from Halo 1 to Halo 2 and then the jump back again to Halo 3, it met my expectations. It was just as much as what I could dream for.
So yeah, 5 out of 5. Okay, so it's unanimous.
It's 5 out of 5 when they meet my expectations or beat it. And this has met it, and on certain areas it has beaten it.
Oh, it's definitely beaten mine. I was expecting something crap.
You kept them low so you could be more enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, oh, they're going to screw the single player up with this stupid Covenant split. But they handled it really well.
Yeah.
Especially because they still had a lot of elites in it, like the Arbiter Hangar.
Yeah, they've changed. They've gone from having the whole jump backwards and forwards from the Arbiter to the Master Chief to the whole you're the Master Chief, but the Arbiter's there.
But you've got some elites hanging around because
yeah.
They're cool.
And
so you can just pretend to be an elite.
But you can be an elite if you do the whole co-op. So it's made co-op better. Otherwise, co-op would have been absolutely bizarre with the whole.
Well, I mean, the main thing for me was to worry about the lack of. Story for the elites because that was the stuff I really enjoyed about Halo 2, having the whole elites and the Covenant storyline. and they still kept that. It wasn't just from a human perspective.
No.
You still had elites hanging around saying, hey, dude, what's up, yo, and stuff like that.
It carries on the story, but you play from the Master Chief's perspective again.
Yeah, you still play from his perspective. The cutscenes aren't as much Covenant as I'd like, but they're still hanging around.
Yeah.
So it's better than Halo 1, where you didn't see the Covenant at all.
I can't wait until Tuesday.
Okay, so that is GamerCast episode 90.
Mm-hmm.
We will see everyone next week, where Adam will have more opinions on Halo, where he probably should have completed it by then.
Yeah.
In which case, we're going to give all the spoilers away and just reveal the ending and laugh at everyone.
Yeah.
The Master Chief is gay. He likes Sergeant Johnson. Actually, I think the Arbiter likes Sergeant Johnson.
Yeah. We carried him, didn't he, in Halo 2? He was... called him... Yeah, what did he call him? He called him a... something like a Christmas decoration. It wasn't Christmas decoration, like a something ball. Where?
Well, he called Sergeant Johnson called the monitor Tinkerbell, I think.
Yeah.
Listen, Tinkerbell. Yeah, he's cool. So yeah, we will see everyone next week.
Yeah.
Where hopefully we will have some letters, hint hint, and stuff like that.
We want to hear your feedback on Halo 3. What do you think about it? Did it meet your expectations? Is there any cool features that we haven't mentioned that you found? Put them on here. Obviously, Paul will read them before I do because he's completed it. So no storyline will spoil it, but something that he hasn't noticed might intrigue
I haven't
him.
Seen the Legendary ending yet. The Legendary has a slightly different ending.
Does it?
So yeah, I need to do Legendary on the last level.
Because that was the same with...
Halo 1.
And Halo 2 as well, wasn't it? Or was it
I can't
Halo
remember
1?
Halo 2. Halo 1 had a different level because you had an elite and a human hug at the end. On Legendary, when the Pillar of Autumn was about to explode.
Yeah. I need to go back and play those again. He's just going to be great.
Don't. You'll think how crap they are. Oh my god, look, repetitive level design. Copy and paste level too much.
Okay, I just need to see the cutscenes again. Okay.
Cutscenes are all we need.
Right. So yeah, that was it. We'll be back next week. Give you feedback on Halo 3. We'd love to hear what people thought about it. If you're not too sure, then we'll try and drag you into the world of Halo. And we shall see you next week. Feedback is normal place.
Yeah, just leave it on the blog.
That's
cool. headgamercast.net.
If anyone wants to do their own audio short.
Yeah.
A short audio review on Halo 3.
We don't want a 2-hour long review.
What would you say is the max amount of minutes?
Oh, 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, maximum 2-3 minutes. So average it at 2.5 minutes. 3 if you really need to get that extra half a minute in. Love to hear from you. We'll see you next week on episode 91. We're nearly at 100, people.